Just like you and yours, farmers didn't get exactly everything they hoped for in 2013. Matter of fact, Santa came up a little bit short in several areas when it came to a farmer's wish list. Part of the reason? Well, Congress played the role of Scrooge once again, not passing key legislation, including a farm bill. Matter of fact, Jim Mulhern of National Milk says he was surprised that here we are going into 2014 and we still don't have this resolved.
Honestly not, Mike. I did not think we'd have a farm bill still on discussions. I thought we'd be implementing the farm bill at this point in time. Unfortunately, like so much in Washington these days, the process isn't working.
But there is some optimism that maybe early in 2013 we'll get a belated farm bill gift.
It's very slow, but we're in a conference committee, some good discussions going on, and I feel confident that about January we'll have a bill.
Other areas where there's less optimism includes immigration reform.
We made good progress in the Senate, and once again, no bill is perfect. The Senate bill isn't perfect, but it provides us, for agriculture, a better environment than what exists today. I am encouraged by some of the statements Speaker Boehner has made about ramping up next year and moving individual pieces of legislation possibly that then could be put together into a bill that could be conferenced with the Senate.
And although passed in 2008, there are those who are still hopeful that we'll finally see funding for our locks and dam system.
Two-thirds of the corn in world trade is U.S. corn. 60% of that goes down the Mississippi River. In other words, about half the corn in world trade goes down the Mississippi River. Those locks and dams were built in the 1930s. They're 75 to 80 years old at this stage. From our perspective, they simply need to be maintained, improved, and changed. And that just needs to happen.
A couple other holiday wishes. Well, how about people eating even more cheese?
We eat about 34 pounds of cheese a year per person. In France and some other countries, they're eating 60 to 70 pounds. So we got to get up to where the Europeans are.
And a final holiday wish. How about a little bit more cooperation from Mom Nature when it comes to the 2014 crop year?
Let's hope that 2014 brings us warmer days, an earlier spring, and a more bountiful growing season than 2013 did.
As far as post-holiday prices, cheese, we've got block sitting at $2 even, barrels $1.97, and AA butter at $1.58 per pound. Class 3 prices, December 1902, January 1964, and March 1883. Board of Trade, March corn open today at $4.34 per bushel, May 4.43. Beans for January at $13.33 3/4, March $13.22 3/4, and March wheat at $6.07 1/4 per bushel. For the livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 74 to 90, a top at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 73. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, the 124. Holstein steers, 98 to $1.09. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 235. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. Barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And market lambs, 163 and down. And that's your lowdown on the farm scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.